and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books classic and contemporary that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. It's funny, I was just thinking as I was saying that introduction. I'm also known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm known by a few things. One of the things about having a slightly difficult name is that it gets mispronounced so often that there are almost infinite variants on my name. I have also been called an extremist, a terrorist, and a fascist and a communist, and also the most difficult woman in the history of the universe. And I said, thank you. Thank you so much. That sounded to me like a compliment. But anyway, before I go any further with the wonderful books I have to share with you today, we are being buffeted currently in the southeast of England by Storm Ellen. So apologies if there is a bit of interference and a bit of noise of wind blowing and things against the windows, because it is pretty stormy here. I know that if you're from a country which has hurricanes and tornadoes, this probably feels a bit mild, but I live on top of a hill and I feel like, you know, the house is going to blow away like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. So hopefully we'll all stay where we are anyway. My three books today take us right the way across the world, starting off in wartime Poland and then travelling over to India, or what is now Pakistan, during the time of the Raj, and then on to Sweden, where an old man is getting up to no good. So my first choice for you, my non-fiction choice, is Schindler's Ark by Thomas Keneally. Now, this may seem like an odd choice, since this book has been available since, I think, the early 90s at least, but it came to mind recently for a number of reasons. First of all, I was doing some filming in the beautiful little English village of Walsingham, which is also the home to England's national shrine, and we were talking about films that would never be made today, or that would be made very differently in the wake of Me Too and Black Lives Matter and all the panic about the use of language and things like that. And the film I suggested was Schindler's List, and this caused a certain amount of surprise. But anyone who's seen the film, you may remember a small moment, it's quite a minor moment, in fact, in the film, where it is Oskar Schindler's birthday and two girls from his factory present him with a birthday cake. And one's a little girl, maybe aged about 7 or 8, and he pats her on the head and says, thank you, my dear. And the other is a girl, I would have put it about maybe 14, 15. And he sweeps her into his arms and kisses her passionately. And she flees the room very upset. And he then gets arrested for kissing a Jewish girl. And what I suggested might be objectionable about this scene now, which, by the way, does not happen in the book at all, there's no even suggestion of it, is that it's taken very lightly. It's actually quite a comic moment in the book, sorry, in the film. Of all the things he could be arrested for, he only kissed a girl. Whereas, of course, in the wake of Me Too and much more awareness about the treatment of women, it's an appalling scene because he is, in fact, assaulting her and she's distressed. But it would be produced in a very different way these days. If a heroic, even an anti-hero character did something like that, there would be some indication given that there was something wrong with the way he'd behaved. But it got me thinking about the film and how groundbreaking it was in every other way at the time, and wondering about the book behind it. Another thing that got me really thinking about this is that the title Schindler's Ark was deemed to be offensive at the time. The reason why the book is called Schindler's Ark and the film is called Schindler's List is because it was feared that it would offend people in the US because it has connotations of Noah's Ark and the suggestion that the people Schindler saved were animals, or likened to animals, when in fact Thomas Keneally said the reason he used the term ark was he was thinking of the Ark of the Covenant. Definitely not Noah's Ark. That's what he was thinking of, the Ark of Salvation. But this was lost on the US publisher, so they changed the name. And in fact, Steven Spielberg then said he wanted to keep the word list in the title because he wanted to use lists for artistic effect during the film. And in fact, there's something quite compelling about seeing all those names flickering across the screen all the way through. So I suppose because we're getting so panicky about the use of language and possible offence, it interested me that that has in fact been a concern for many, many years. It's just got a lot more extreme now. But finally, Thomas Keneally, he's an Australian author, so Australian Catholic by background, I gather. This is his most famous book by a very long chalk, though he is in fact very well regarded for other works. He had the good fortune every writer dreams of, and that is being told an amazing story, apparently by chance. As a writer, I'm very aware, at least some of my stories come to me because people tell me stories. And sometimes they're chance encounters. You know, I'll be at an airport. I was at O'Hare Airport once, in fact, after a tornado. We had a long wait there.